Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Ladies and gentlemen, two-hour interview with Verston Henry. And she's a writer, a teacher. She's also co-host of TruthertalkTalk.com. You know, are you a truther? I'm a truth teller. I want the truth in everything, everywhere, all the time. How about you? Well, that's what she wants as well. She grew up in L.A., folks. She grew up in a family of teachers and educators. And she's studying Mandarin and Spanish, and now she is English as her first language. But she's teaching English as a second language to many people across the world as well. She went and lived in Taiwan for a couple of years, came back, woke up over the vaccines. Wow. Realized the left-right paradigm was completely bogus. And now she's joined us as truth tellers. Welcome back, Verstein.
Hey, Sam.
So, has April kind of, she kind of came on your journey with you. That's her co-host for the show, April. Mm-hmm. Did April just, you kind of have this journey of awakening together?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I'm saying that because it's great to have somebody to kind of quote unquote wake up with, you know, especially when you lose everybody around you. Because that, to me, it was really painful. It was shocking. I mean, we actually talk about that on the show, how we're just like, we just had no idea. Our intention was to help people and to inform people. And we didn't know that they were like, shut up, conspiracy theorists, block me, you know, talk all the friends. When I came back and I was like, hey, guys, I'm back. Like nobody, none of my old friends even responded to me. They just basically like kicked me aside, you know. So I wasn't, and mostly like a lot of my college friends that I've known since I was a kid, you know, they're still, they were with me for a while, but since this election, you know, things have really, I've lost even more friends, you know.
Yeah, you're a Trumper, so, you're a truther, you're a birther, you're an anti-everything, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm just a crazy person, and, I mean, it's just made my skin thicker. I don't really, I state it matter-of-factly now because I know that's the territory, right? When you go through this road of truth, you're constantly, you know, being ostracized. You're constantly being, you're constantly like losing friends and family members, and you're not invited to things. And, you know, you're ostracized. So, but the flip side is because I've done the talk show and because I'm doing what I've done, I've been able to connect to amazing people all over the world. I mean, it really has restored my faith in humanity because the people that do stand up for truth are some of the most extraordinary human beings that I would ever like to meet in my life. And had I not been on this journey, I would not have met these people, such as yourself and, you know, other people that I've met. And always very intelligent, too. They always try and paint this picture that we're just dumb and, you know, basically they project onto us what they do. So every accusation is a confession, you know. They think that we're just these lazy people that are brainwashed and watch TV and just do what they're told. But that's what they do, right? We're constantly reading books. We're constantly, you know, interviewing people, talking to people, going out, traveling, you know, digging deeper. And they're not doing any of that. They're getting all of their information basically by what they're taught in school. And the TV. And also, as a teacher, I would say one of the most hideous, I think, forms of discrimination is, I don't know if there's a word for it, Sam, help me out, but I would say, I don't know, educational elitism, where people, they go to school because you're college educated or because you're college educated to a certain degree, people just look down on you. And I've seen people act that way toward me, and it's just as bad as racism, and I would even say worse.
The problem that you have is the indoctrination that we've all received in government school from the ground up and in society from the ground up, from the cradle, ladies and gentlemen. where anybody different from you is looked at with like, who the heck are you? What are you about? There's something wrong with you. Anything different. Okay, part of that is in our DNA. But most of it is in the indoctrination that we experience. The DNA part of it says something's different. Let's explore it and learn about it. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's pointed out to us. But the indoctrination says let's be critical of it. Let's jettison it. Let's turn against it. And so what you've got to do in society is you've got to unlearn all the indoctrination that you've gained from socialism to communism to et cetera, the divide culture is what I call it. And you've got to unlearn all that so that now you can start with a clean slate and learn. And the problem is so many people stumble as they unlearn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah, no, you are. You are. I mean, stumbling, though, what do you mean, like, by stumbling as the unlearned?
Well, they stumble when they unlearn because they get caught up on something. They're like, wait a minute. You know, you're this and I'm that. You're a conservative. I can't. You're an anti-vaxxer. You know what? I can't work with you. I mean, God and science and everybody else is for vaccines. I just can't go there. And so they get stuck. And what they first need to do in their unlearning process is say, maybe I don't agree with you, but I'm okay if you think differently and if you've come to a different conclusion that I have. Okay, that's okay. The world doesn't explode because we think differently. And Americans think that. They think if you think differently, the world has just exploded. We can never be friends again. We can't communicate. We don't have anything in common. We've got to, and they just shut down. And they've got to learn, look, I don't care if you're an anti-vaxxer or a vaxxer. I am an anti-vaxxer because I don't want vaccines. I don't want to take them, and I don't want anybody to force anybody to take them. So really, and I'm an anti-forcer is what I am. I don't like force, okay? Yeah. But if you want to take a vaccine and you really believe that's in your best interest and you really have transparent information and you've really done your best to do your due diligence and you say, I stand, believe in the vaccines, and I want to take them, then my response is more power to you. You have a good time. I won't hate you for taking the vaccines. How about if you don't hate me for not taking them? Thank you very much. We can agree to disagree agreeably. And Americans have to unlearn so they can get that done.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's people. Because I, you know, I ran into this even with people when I was starting to wake up, you know, when I was living in Taiwan. When I was living over there, there were lots of, I was friends with lots of people from all over the world. You know, Ireland, because, you know, English teachers, they didn't just come from America. You know, they came from other English-speaking countries. So there are a lot of people from, like, you know, the Virgin Islands or Ireland or South Africa or Australia and Denmark. You know, all these people that spoke English as a first language that were also teachers, and they still kind of had the same attitude. And I really think it's like also this human nature. Well, is it human nature? I would say this fear of not wanting to be ostracized. You know, like it even kind of irks me today, to this day, when people bring up, you know, something and they have evidence to back it up, and then they say, oh, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, well, why not? Like, you don't believe that, like, nowhere in history, no one's ever conspired to do anything against anybody, right? If you break
but
the word,
this is what I mean, though.
In our society,
we have learned by cultural norms to reject conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but
why?
But
you got to unlearn that
because
say,
it's been used as a
pejorative. I think the mailman conspires when he gives dogs bones.
Yeah. But I mean, but people don't. Yeah, but I mean, like, people don't even realize, they don't break the term down. They don't really think about what it means. They just know that the term conspiracy theorist is like a bad thing, and I don't want to be known as that. So I'm gonna like separate myself as far away from those type of people as I can. I don't mind that. I don't call myself a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'm not like, hey, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not gonna be also like bound by that word and let that word frighten me if somebody calls me that or offend me. You know, it's just like the N-word too, you know, with some people, like, that word doesn't bother me, or being called an Uncle Tom or a sellout. Like, that, I mean, like, come on, like, really, like, that's all you have? I'm so bored with that. You know, people want to just call you names. But even as adults, they're adults that are afraid to be called names. They have no, like, courage. And it's really disappointing because, I mean, I was bullied when I was younger a lot, too. So I think that helped, you know, thicken my skin even as an adult, because going into, you know, going down the rabbit hole, you have to, you know, kind of have a thick skin. And I think that there's some people that maybe they might stick their toe in, but they won't go all the way in. men because they don't want to be bullied and they don't want to be ostracized, you know, for
and it's,
for
it's
that.
Nature
and they don't have the courage.
For that,
they don't
but,
have the
but
courage.
Our society really, really, because what they want to teach you is individualism is wrong, groupthink is wonderful. And that's the big lie that we've got to jettison also. We've got to say, listen, I have researched this or I've learned about this and here's my views. And we're okay to have our views. I think it's really important to understand. So how did you learn about me, Burstein?
I got the list. You know what, though? I had heard of your podcast before. And I just, I don't know, it's like 60 people on the list or more. But I just kind of went through and I, you know, because I can't interview 60 people before Freedom Fest. But I just went through the list and I picked people that I thought I would gravitate toward and we would like, you know, have common interests and we would bond. And you just happened to be one of them. So I saw the interview. I saw it like you speaking about liberty. And I was like, yeah. And I just saw that you were, you know, you're very passionate and I'm really passionate, you know, and I love other super passionate people. I always gravitate toward them because I don't feel like I have to apologize for my passion. And sometimes I feel if you're passionate, people get offended by that. Just by the fact that you're a passionate, you know?
Yeah, all I can say is if you want to get offended, have a good time, let me know when you come to your senses. We'll be glad to agree to disagree agreeably and work together and just change the world one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Burstein Henry with me, ladies and gentlemen. Her website, truthertalk.com. It's her YouTube channel. They got a blog there and a whole lot more. Her and April do a great job. Hang tight. More in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Burstein Henry with me. I got some kind of good news, potential good news anyway, that I want to tell everybody about. Then we'll go back to regular programming. White House now expects to miss goal on vaccines. NYT, New York Times with the piece. So, yeah, they say, don't worry, it's all insignificant. And he's got so close to his goal. And anyway, the bottom line is that, you know, the people from 18 to 26, they're just not getting the vaccines fast enough, folks. And all I can tell you is that's horrible. You know what? Why can't people just choose not to get the vaccines? Why do we have to force this agenda? They now say that if you don't, the vaccine centers are primarily empty, where people are getting the shots over the cocoa, the jab, the cocoa jab. So now they're trying to go door to door to get people to take the vaccines. Folks, if it's that critical, why do you have to just force the narrative down our throats? And the answer is because people are waking up and making up their own minds and going, I'm not really into the vaccine thing. Thank you very much. I don't trust it. It's fake. It's not really a vaccine. It's an experimental, gene therapy. And, it's not even approved. So the side effects aren't even known. And I'm just not interested in that. See, can we have that view? Or is that not acceptable in society? Through the ages of society, we have demonized people who we call heretics because they have different opinions. 9 times out of 10, those conspiracy theorists turn out to be conspiracy realists, and facts come out and validate their position time and time again. Ladies and gentlemen, Verstine Henry is with me. Her website, truthertalk.com. Sam helps listeners understand and join Verstine on her journey to, quote, enlightenment. What do you think of that headline, Verstine?
I like that, yeah. You know what? You just right. said, I should give you a T-shirt. Also, when we're done, I'll ask for a size. But you said the magical word. We actually have a T-shirt that we sell that says conspiracy realist.
Yeah, come on, ladies and gentlemen. See, you know how that is.
Shameless plug, right? You can buy it on
doing this interview.
Yeah,
you can buy it at your website?
Yeah, you can buy it on the website.
So if you go to truthertalk.com, you can get a T-shirt that says...
Conspiracy realist.
Conspiracy realist. Yeah, I like it was that. Based Does that off help of, fund your show?
No, because I don't sell enough of them, but then I don't promote it enough. I have some more T-shirt ideas I'm working on, so hopefully I'll have some of them done by Freedom Fest, too.
All right, because you got to do that.
But yeah. Yeah, no, I know, I know.
Are you guys live at Freedom Fest?
No. I'm just going to be there. I'm just holding interviews. I want to actually just network and do some man on the street. April's on a hiatus right now. I basically taken over the channel. She has 3 kids. She's homeschooling. She has a child with special needs. She's very active in... posts a lot on Facebook, and she's very active in just... giving me ideas, bouncing ideas off of me. So she's still just kind of like behind the scenes, but she really doesn't have time, to jump in like she did before. And
all right.
But she's very supportive.
Was it tough as you and April were learning about this and kind of following the rabbit hole, waking up and everything else? Did it strain your relationship? Were there some times where you're
This
was like, no, you're off your rock or you're crazy?
No, I felt like we really came to the same conclusions at the same time. We actually met in college. We actually teched a show together. And at the time, I was like acting emphasis and she was writing emphasis. But as a theater arts major, you still have to tech. So mainly like do behind the scenes work on lighting and sound for a few shows to get your degree. And we happened to meet because we teched a show together. And had we not teched on that show together, we probably never would have met. But yes, it definitely did strengthen our relationship for sure. And I was one of the few friends that stood beside her when she got her diagnosis, and then she was talking about she thought it was the vaccines, because she lost a lot of her friends even when that happened, even before we, quote unquote, woke up. And I think I also was maybe open to that because I just believe my friends. If I know my friends aren't liars and stuff, that I'm going to believe them before I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I'd also worked in special ed, and I did hear parents talking about that they thought that the vaccines caused their kids autism. But I would overhear conversations. And interestingly enough, a lot of these conversations were in Spanish. So I know that, they always want to say, oh, the parents just read the Wakefield study. I'm like, but they didn't translate it to Spanish. So I know that these people aren't reading studies and determining that this is what happened to their child. They're determining what happened to their child because they saw it happen with their own eyes. So, yeah, it definitely strengthened our relationship. We always talk about how grateful we are. We talk about, on our first episode on SoundCloud called Awakenings, we were talking about, our journey. And just through the years, it's definitely strengthened our relationship for sure. She's like my sister,
All right.
I call her my sister from another mister.
Whoa. All right. There you go. I haven't heard that before. I've heard my brother from another mother. But
yeah, my sister from another mister. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Buy our shirt, Conspiracy Realist, ladies and gentlemen. I saw that headline from truthertalk.com. So learn about that. Now, you guys did some interesting broadcasts. I want to kind of bring one up. One of them. is episode 12. It's 8 years ago. And it basically says this: what do men and women want?
Okay.
So you guys cover a lot of different topics on your radio program. A lot of them aren't political, but it starts out talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, it's about truth seeking, though, right? And I think, yes, you know, oh God, I don't even remember that. I don't even remember. You did your research. I was so embarrassed. I was so long ago. I don't even, do we have, who was the guest?
I'm
Sam
Bushman.
Do we have a guest on that show, or we were just, no, I'm sorry. I mean, for that episode.
Right,
I think
so
Liam was probably on that show.
Yeah, Liam was on the show. That's right.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because, you know, it's interesting. What do men and women want? And I submit to you that men and women, you can't just categorize and say what do men want and what do women want. It's really what do people want. Different men and different women want different things, right?
I think,
For example,
that we want the same thing, but we have different ideas about going about getting them. You know, different ways about,
that's right.
Getting the same thing.
You know what I want? You ready? My death, when I get in the elevator with Peter... This is my joke. I just pray he doesn't press down.
Oh, wow.
Right? You don't want Peter to press down when you get in the elevator, do you?
No.
See what men and women want? They both want
to the side.
They both want Peter to press the up button. You follow me?
Yeah.
All right.
Just move Peter's hand to the side.
It's just a joke about Peter. Some people say that, hey, when you get to the gates, Peter's there, right? And, you know, that whole thing.
He's like funny. You think he's going to press up, and then he presses down.
Yeah, he's going to press down.
Like,
I'm just
going to
go straight down. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Sam, you get your just reward, my friend. Kind of a thing. I just, you know, I don't want that. So there you go. All right, you wrote an interesting article that I want to bring up as well. Why I Will Never Join the Cult of Candace Owens.
Oh, no.
Burstein Henry, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why are you saying oh, no?
You got to give me a, like, you have to give me a sufficient time to explain myself, because this is a huge controversial.
I get it. We'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right.
Go.
But, yeah, what do you want to ask me why I wrote it? You want to ask me to
explain it? I already know. I read the whole thing. And I agree with it. So let's just kind of talk about the genesis of it. So tell me your race.
I am human, but I'm categorized as black. But, you know, my grandmother was half white, so I technically have Irish. And I have white in me, but I'm physically a brown person.
Amen.
I'm
like
a brown skin.
Yeah. Just different shades of brown there. Because I don't know anybody that's really white. Maybe albinos, but there you go. I bring this up, and I don't care about your race, but I only bring it up because of your race, everybody came to you and asked you a question and figured, hey, you know what? You got to love Candace, right? And so that's how it started, right?
Yeah. Well, I liked her at first. I really did. I remember, I think the first video I saw, she did a cute one where it was like coming out as a conservative and she played both characters. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And I actually wrote her I sent her a message and she never wrote me back, but I'm just assuming that she was overwhelmed, you know, at the time, because I understand too, when you're out there and people, a lot of times I can't get back to people too. And I was like, oh, this is cool. It's good to see another person, another black person, because we are so brainwashed, you know, that is going against the narratives. And I know that when you do that, you need support. And so I sent her like a supportive message. Hey, it's really cool. Blah, 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 blah. Keep it up, whatever. And I followed her. And then there was another YouTuber named Tree of Logic who I like both of them. And she came out with this video that was like, talking about how she had this doxing website. And, you know, Tree of Logic was an ex-police officer. And I think that's so brave.
Now, let's be clear. Talking about how Candace Owens
But I'm letting you know. Yeah, but I'm kind of giving you, like, the backstory.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to continue with the backstory. But I just wanted to know people who the characters are. So we're talking about Candace having a doxing website. And this Tree, what is it?
Tree of Logic. That's another
Tree of Logic. Brought this to people's attention, right?
Yeah, because
we'll talk about it.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
All
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least two people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
What do Americans really want when it comes to voter reform? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide.
President Biden on Wednesday will unveil a zero-tolerance policy for rogue gun dealers accused of violating rules as his administration blames a national crime wave on guns and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Wow. All right, just leave it to me to jump the gun. I'm supposed to know better than that. Wow. All right, anyway, Verstein, Henry with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about her article that she wrote about Candace Owens. And it's a very interesting article. And she liked Candace at the start, but things kind of ran off the rails. While never joined the cult of Candace Owens, Verstein Henry is the article. So we're giving Verstein a chance to explain herself on this one. And by the way, I'm okay with it because I understand it all. Nevertheless, so she there's this doxing site that Candace had, right, Verstein?
Yeah, so Tree of Logic, who is another YouTuber, actually exposed her. And she exposed her because she actually found herself on the doxing website. And Tree of Logic was an ex-police officer. And, you know, I've known people that have put people away in jail. And when you put someone away in jail, those people really, all they think about when they get out is trying to get revenge on you, you know? So she, and this, you know, this YouTuber goes by Tree of Logic. She goes by, doesn't have her name or any of her personal information, but on this website, she found her real name, her personal information, all this personal, you know, information about her is just made public. And she told Candace, she was like, hey, you know, I was a police officer. Could you please take this down? Because I have people that literally want to kill me. So, you know, if this information is up on this website, it's going to make it easier for people to find me and do harm to me or kill me. And Candace blocked her. And then because Candace at the time was getting publicity and it was starting to gain traction because, you know, she was being exposed, she actually went on, I think it was like Dave Rubin, and called her like a crackhead, you know, and it's basically trying to defame her. I was like, this is really messed up. And I felt like I actually had to defend Tree of Logic because I like them both, but I did take a side and I was just like, well, you know what? She has the evidence. She did have this doxing website. She did say that it was, Candace said that it wasn't working, but it was proved that it was functioning, it was working, and it was collecting people's information. And I did a video, it's on my bid shoot, actually showing, I did a little mini movie. It's called Meet Candace Owens, where you can see that there were YouTubers that, you know, went into the website, saw that it was collecting information, and she basically lied about it being functional. So long story short, like at the time when this happened, you know, I would say that Candace took about a 6-month break because there were lots of people exposing her and people, she was, you know, losing followers and everything. And then a few months later, about 6 months later, like clockwork, she start getting all these interviews and everything, and just, you know, pushed basically all the bad publicity down. So if people didn't know, either people forgot about it, or there were just lots of people that didn't know about it. And, you know, and then, like I said, I came out and I defended her. I spoke out against her and I got criticized for that. And it just really was very disappointing because I felt like if she was a quote unquote liberal, then the conservatives would not have forgiven her for it because she was on our side, quote unquote, then, you know, they just chose to look the other way. And I think that, you know, it just, to me, it revealed a huge hypocrisy in the movement. And, you know, people aren't allowed to criticize her. And if they do, you know, they're heavily ostracized. I got attacked so much for criticizing her about the website. I didn't lie on her. It was something that I can prove. And it was something that really did happen. So long story short, I think, you know, because I'm a Black woman, a lot of people just, they think that, you know, I should automatically like her. And when they ask that if I do and I say that I don't, they get really upset. So I just wrote that article to explain myself. And you guys can read it if you want to. You know, and I also feel like she's been chosen as this quintessential thought leader. And for somebody to be a thought leader, they have to have integrity. And that situation proved to me that she has no integrity. She's not trustworthy. And, you know, it's like, you know, and also, you know, I was upset too when people were rioting, you know, she called people chimpanzees, Black people chimpanzees. Now, you know, I understand how it's annoying and frustrating that Black people are rioting and burning down their own neighborhoods, but a true thought leader would try and actually look into the problem and try and understand why that's happening and not just name call. And I think that a lot of conservatives like her because she has the guts to say things that they don't have to say. So, long story short, I wrote that article to explain myself, and I still get people like, oh, you should like, you're just like Candace Owens. And I'm like, yeah, I'll never be like her. Thank God I'll never be like her. I'm not wanting to be like her. And I just basically just send them that article so they can know where I stand with that.
I understand.
And I feel like, Candace Owens, I feel like a lot of...
Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, and I feel like a lot of people, and since I've done that, I actually have had people come to me and tell me personal things about her not being a nice person, but a lot of people are afraid to criticize her because they know that she has a lot of power behind her. I don't care. I'm past that point. I'm already an anti-vaxxer. You know what I mean? Like, I've been through it all. I don't care. I'm not trying to be part of the cool conservative kids club, you know? So it's not important to me to be liked by those people. So
right,
I'll
just
speak
to document, just to document Candace Owens a little bit so everybody understands. I'm not here to attack everybody, but I am here to be a truth teller, okay? And according to NBC News, Candace Owens co-founded the marketing agency Degree 180 back in 2015, where her political views, her post shows a very different Owens. All right, so anyway, she became a conservative overnight. Over racial issues, she got awarded a big settlement because she was racially wronged, if you will. In 2016, her political transformation began. She created another business website called Social Autopsy that would serve as a searchable database to expose supposedly cyberbullies and trolls. Many felt this was an invasion of privacy. That's kind of the core of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that was a child doxing website. But the thing is, she was like, oh, it was an anti-bullying website, and I was doing it to try and stop bullying. That's fine. Like, I get that, and if that's what her intention was, I can actually even forgive that. What I can't forgive is the fact that she lied about it being functional. That's what makes her shady to me. And the fact that she had people to back her up, even though when she was lying, makes me wonder about who is invested in her and why they continue to promote her. She even lied on Kanye West, too, and said that he gave her permission, or that he designed her Blexit shirts, and he was like, and that's when he separated himself from her. So it's something to me, I was like, well, if you get to lie about somebody as powerful as Kanye West, and you still get to stick around, then who's behind you? So, I don't trust her, you know?
So,
and I don't like her, I don't think she's a nice person.
Here's what she said, I became a conservative overnight. Owen said in a 2017 interview with Dave Rubin. So very interesting indeed how that is. You know, she says black people don't have to be Democrats. But what runs this? Is it big money? All right. Kanye West was an Owen supporter, and then he wasn't. And that's kind of the story of how and why. He's just like, wait a minute. I didn't create those shirts. He sparked controversy, they say, when he tweeted, I love the way Candace Owens thinks. And he went through a MAGA phase. But anyway, then he kind of backed away over that. Well, he didn't create those things. And so then they're apart. Very strange how the rise to power happens, huh?
Yeah. And to me, it reeks of Hollywood machination. Just somebody that has grown up in L.A., that knows a lot of people that work in Hollywood. You know, it's not, you know, improbable that their agents or their PR people connected with each other and was like, hey, could you promote my person? You know, I know she has a PR team.
She has a huge PR team. And let me tell you what fuels it. What you do, one of the ways that they do this is they pit powerful people against powerful people with an agenda. So what you do is you have a battle with Kanye. He created the shirts. No, I didn't. Wait a minute. I'm for Candace. Look, you tweeted you were for me. Now you're against me. That plays a very powerful role in the fuel that rises you to power. So then the next one she takes on is Joe Rogan. Candace Owens and Joe Rogan argued over climate change. See, and every time these interviews, every time these, quote, clashes happen, they get bigger. All right. Yeah. So let me give you an example. Alex Jones and Glenn Beck have a sparring match over the years as well. And it helps them both get bigger.
Hmm.
All right. They do this over and over and over. It's a pattern you can see.
You know, it's funny, though. I actually agree with her on the climate change. I don't agree with Joe. I agree with her. But I'm just saying, like, but I can say when I agree with somebody when I don't. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what? That's a really good thought. I never thought about, you know, we live in this argument culture, right? Where people don't really have conversations with each other. They battle it out. And it kind of like draws this energy. And it like the toxic energy makes them get bigger. So now I see what you're saying. I never really thought about it like that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, just leave it to Redneck Radio to tell you how it is. All right. They say Candace Owens spreading conspiracy theories. Yeah. Congressman, listen to this. Well, I'll tell you after the break. How's that? Hang tight. Congressman Ted Lieu, Candace Owens. We'll talk about that, too.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. I'm with Verstein Henry, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Candace Owens. Is she who we think she is? Answer's no. Why I'll never join the cult of Candace Owens is the article written by Verstein Henry. Kanye West was a Kanye supporter and then, well, I'm sorry, let me start over. Kanye West was a Candace Owens supporter and then he wasn't. The controversy over whether he created a pair of shirts for her or not. Candace Owens and Joe Rogan argued over climate change. In a House Judiciary Committee event, or what do you call it, hearing, I guess they call those things, Candace Owens and Representative Ted Lieu, Democrat of California, had a heated exchange. Now, you got to ask yourself, why on earth is she even at these hearings? Answer, the more battles you have with the elite that are mock battles, the more you can rise some of the power and fame. So now she's in congressional hearings. Now she's arguing with Joe Rogan, arguably the biggest podcaster on the planet, they claim. Discussions with Alex Jones, very controversial. Hanging out with Dennis Prager. Liberal turned conservative overnight. Wow. And it goes on and on and on. But you start to get a flavor of how the rise to power happens through these intentionally manufactured controversies. Now the headline says, the Trump family loves Candace Owens. Now you got the deal sealed, Verstein.
Yeah. Well, they'll find out soon enough. they'll find out soon enough. He also loved Omarosa too. So, we'll see.
Anyway, I wanted to explore that because I think it's interesting. And I think it is. Here's the point to me. I'm not here to attack Candace. However, I am here for the truth. And is Candace Owens everybody we believe? We believe she's basically a black, female, pretty conservative rock star. Is that the truth? And the truth isn't so nice. You know what? Doxing people isn't a very nice thing to do. Now, yeah. It's hard to dox me because I put my information out everywhere. Yeah. If you want to kill me, well, go ahead. I'll see you in the next life.
Oh, and as somebody in the health freedom movement, I've known people whose lives have been destroyed by doxing. So that's something I take very, very, very seriously, I'm just saying, I'll be fair to the people like her too. And I still have friends that like her, I get it, especially when we are being, mind controlled and brainwashed with the racism thing. It is refreshing to see a black person come out and speak against it, because I think that we do need all people speaking against it. And especially if, it's refreshing to see a black person be like, I don't think that all white people are racist. And I think that being in a victim mentality is a terrible thing. And it's devastating to black people, and that, as a race, I get that. I get why people like her. And I get, like, it's great to have somebody to just put out there and kind of, like, you know, say those things that maybe you can't say. She's a voice for people that, that, you know, they feel like they don't have the courage to speak out. I totally understand that. But the fact that she is not allowed to be criticized within our own movement is very disturbing to me. And
yes, it is.
Also she's put up like she's the only black person that thinks like this and there's nobody else. And I know speaking with other people that have kind of made a name for themselves as black people in this movement, they're very frustrated with that, too, that they're just kind of like brushed aside. And there are only a certain group of black conservatives that get to speak their mind on certain things and get notoriety. I don't put myself in that category because I'm not aiming for that. I'm a truther. I'm, you know, anti-vax, like health freedom. That's my thing. I don't really feel like I'm aiming for that. But I know that there are people that are just like, you know, they'll say something and then they'll say the same thing. And then Candace Owens will say the same thing that they said. And then Candace Owens will get credit for the things that they said. And they're just kind of pushed aside because she has more money and power behind her. And she has closer proximity to the president. And that's what makes her, you know, kind of more prominent, you know. And anyway, hope
well,
that
I'm going to bring up a very controversial topic, but I want to see how this works for you. You ready? So I don't believe in racism, as you know. I reject it. I think it's evil. I think it's satanic, and I think we need to stop it. We're all God's children. We should behave that way. I say that so many times I'm blue in the face, right? Wait, can I be blue in the face, or is that a racist thing? Anyway, all right, so here's the question for you, though. It's an honest question. Now, I'm against abortion, but you know what? I can be kind to people who believe in abortion. I'm against vaccines. I can be kind to people who believe in vaccines. And we seem to think that I don't believe in the gay and lesbian agenda, but I can be kind to people who choose that lifestyle. I disagree with them, but we can agree to disagree. And most people in society have that view towards most things, but they don't when it comes to racists. So I don't believe that somebody's superior to somebody else because of their race, okay? I don't believe that.
Yeah.
However, let's say that a white guy does flat out say, hey, I'm superior because I'm white. I'm superior to everybody else because of my race. God bless me to be white. I'm the God race. I'm the chosen people. I'm whatever they think. And they have that view. Now, I completely disagree with the view. Don't misunderstand me. But why do we think it's okay to ostracize them from society and destroy their lives as they're nothing but a Nazi, a white supremacist, a bigot, a hater, an evil? But yet every other difference or divide can be okay. And we can. But yet not that one.
Now, I don't know.
I would say that there can be a good person that can be great in every aspect of their life. They can be a very nice person, do a lot of good, but they can just be, in my opinion, deceived and wrong on that issue. But they're still children of God, even if they're wrong.
It's the boogeyman that it's like, to me, it's like, you know, being a racist is the worst. I don't even believe that. I understand why people are racist. And I think that we all have it in us to be discriminatory against someone, right? And it's like, I don't know. It's so weird. It's like they act like being a racist is like the worst thing you can ever possibly be. Like worse than being a murderer. You know what I mean? Worse than, it's like the worst thing. And you know what's funny? When I was in Taiwan, the Japanese occupied the Taiwanese during World War II. So a lot of the older generation, they hate Japanese people. They hate Japanese people. Like the tension between Japanese people, and physically they look very similar because they're both Han Asian people, but the older generations, a lot of them, they have a lot of disdain toward the Japanese people because of what happened. And it's just as vicious, I would say, as racism. And I think that it just depends on where you go and what country you live in and what tension is between the neighbors of the country. You can kind of use that as a tool to facilitate divide and conquer. And since, you know, every year or every other year, there's a movie about slavery. It's always talked about in, on TV shows and stuff. So they're constantly fueling the flame of racism. And especially because we have a history of slavery in this country. It's because racism can be, racism is based on physical features, you know, it's just the easiest button to push, or it's the easiest fragment of divide and conquer.
Yes, I understand. And I'm not advocating...
To divide people. No. And I know. And I understand. I understand your point, too. And But you're saying you have the, you can be like, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with, you know, the gay lifestyle. I don't agree with abortion. I don't agree with that. And that's fine. And I'm cool. I don't agree with that either. Like abortion and stuff like that. But I don't like, I don't know. I think the reason maybe why people can't separate themselves and why racism is like the harshest, you know, divide and conquer tactic is because I think we've been programmed the most with it.
I agree. And we need to stop the that harshest. Is the point. And the reason that I bring it up is I know a guy who I personally believe is, you know, quite racist. He really is. I agree. I disagree. I think he's crazy. I think hopefully he'll come to his senses. But he does so much good. He does a lot of good in the health freedom movement. He was a nurse for his whole life. He served in a war as a vet. He literally does things for children all day long. I mean, the guy is a good person. He's just ignorant on that issue. But I don't see why the world should just hate him and ostracize him and, hey, his world's ruined. Why don't we reason with him and try to educate him and maybe he'll come to his senses?
Yeah, and I think they also like kind of market this racism thing as a fact that it's irredeemable, right? And I think most people, like I said, are discriminatory against people. And it's funny, the people that claim they hate racists are so much, they're the most discriminatory too. They're just as racist and discriminatory against the races as they claim to be. So it's like they're huge hypocrites. But I think also racism is a byproduct of it's a defense mechanism. You know, when I was teaching children, they noticed that everybody looked different, but they don't really attach meaning to race, you know. And I think either you're taught it, but you're still taught it like as a defense mechanism. A lot of people maybe they're just like, oh, don't go near that group of people because they're, you know, they're this way. There's this. Have you ever seen this movie called Mississippi Masala?
I have not. No.
It's an old movie. It's with Denzel Washington, and he falls in love with this Indian girl, and they're both brown skinned, but her dad is very, very racist. And throughout the whole movie, and she's just like, no, be with black people. They're, you know, they're bad, blah, 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 blah. And then in the end, you find out he actually, because there are a lot of Indians that live in Africa, and Indians built the railroads in Africa. And he was, so you go back into the father's past and you find out that his best friend actually was black. And there was a whole backstory then where they were divided and conquered because of race. And then, you know, he believed in his mind because of that incident that, you know, it was safer for Indians to stick with their own kind. And he was a racist because he was trying to protect his daughter, you know, not because he was a bad person, but he just thought, you know, his daughter would be better off sticking, quote unquote, with her own kind because, you know, he was a defense mechanism, you know. I don't know. And I think that, you know, and nobody talks about the racism. I don't know if you know about this, Stan, but there's racism within the black race, but between light-skinned blacks and dark-skinned blacks. And I've actually seen more evidence.
Yeah, you ain't a real black, is you?
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about my complexion is like caramel colored. There are people that are like chocolate colored or darker.
Yeah,
and
sure.
There literally be black people that be like, don't marry that person. They're too dark. Or don't hang around that person. Or they'll make fun of their hair because their hair is nappy. Like I got made, I'm pretty light skinned, but I got made fun of by other black people because my hair wasn't straight enough. You know, I got made fun of by other black and bullied by other black people because my English was too proper, because I like to read books. Literally, I'd be like walking down the street. I mean, walking down the hallway and somebody would hit me in the face with a textbook, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're flat out of time.
Oh,
Verstein Henry is a health freedom fighter. She's a writer. She's a teacher.
Musician.
She's a musician. And best of all, she's a podcaster. TruthertalK.com, the website. She's a co-host with her good buddy, April. They do a great job, and we're going to look forward to meeting them at Freedom Fest. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
All right, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, interesting. We, the people of America, need to learn who we are and celebrate our similarities, what we stand together on, but our differences in a way that can restore the country. God save the Republic.